Are you seeing a picture of her doing that? Is it something you just know? That's another way this information can show up is that I don't know. I feel like I could describe this person as if I've known him all my life. I'm not seeing anything. I just know it. I'm feeling it. With her, like, can't you see her with microphones? Tearing it up. Can you see her like that? But look at her eyes. Look at her eyes. What do you see when you look at her eyes? Can you see her eyes? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Courage. Life. Life, life, life. It's interesting she's a hospice nurse. Now, picture, let's say you had all that going on and you were trying to tell her what you were seeing, feeling, hearing, and you just say to her, I don't know, I just feel there's so much life around you. I just want to encourage you. I don't know what you do, but I feel life around you. I feel like someone just opened a window and I can breathe. You ever look at someone sometimes and you feel like there's just this squeaky clean, fresh, crisp, it's so hard to describe because it's a feeling. To me, it looks like or feels like when you take your kids out of the bathtub and they smell like soap and they smell so good. Or like little babies after you powdered them down and they're just perfectly clean little bundles of joy. Sometimes do you ever feel that when you look at somebody like, you feel like totally safe. Totally safe and everything's all well here. You ever feel like that? How do you articulate that in a way that they can understand? These words that you're saying, like life and joy and freedom, sometimes we don't know why we're saying it, but that's the, they'll understand it. And then I will ask them, what do you do for, and this just happened over here. I'm a hospice nurse. Interesting. Hospice, end of life care. This can be the last little bit of life that they are in contact with. I mean, literally, right? You can be on someone's deathbed. I'd want her at my deathbed. And a whole bunch of angels and Jesus.